Well, hello, ladies, and welcome to the Fullest Life Podcast. Excuse me, I'm your host, Vita Tucker, and it has been a gorgeous day here, you all. A gorgeous April day, and I just want to welcome you all in. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, this is the Fullest Life Podcast. I'm your host, Vita Tucker, and the Fullest Life Podcast is a podcast dedicated to women. It is dedicated to us living our fullest life. And it doesn't mean that we don't have trials and circumstances and situations, because you all, we do. But we are endeavoring to live our fullest life. And you all, you gotta endeavor to do it. You have to make up in your mind, I'm gonna live a great life, because life is like a roller coaster, you guys. You know how you're riding a roller coaster and you're going up that hill, you're like, yeah, this is fun, yeah. You get to the top of the hill, you're like, yes. Then all of a sudden, whoosh, and the bottom drop out. And the next thing you know, you're going down that steep hill on that roller coaster and you're screaming, yelling. You're like, Jesus, help me, Lord, help me. Some of you don't even believe in the Lord and you're calling on him every time when you're riding that roller coaster. It's just the way it is, you all. And so you have to make up in your mind. We have to make up in our mind that we are endeavoring to live our fullest life. And so that is what we are about. It is based on the scripture in Psalm 16 and 11. And in that scripture says, "You, the Lord will show us in the Lord's presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures of forevermore. He will show us the path of life." That's how it starts. Welcome. So if you've been riding with us for a while, whether it's been a week or since May of 2020, thank you for tuning in and coming back. If you're new, thank you for tuning in. And so we're just going to jump on into this week, you know. And so you all, today I just really had a little blessing in my day. Yesterday, we'll start with yesterday. We'll work back to today. Yesterday, I had to go in and get a repair on my car. It's a manufacturer warranty thing, something recalled. They had to go and do wonderful, because I didn't have to pay for it. But when I was there in the service department, I pulled in and it was a young lady. She worked there. She was outside looking at another car, you know. So she's looking around at this car, and I was thinking in my head, I'm like, wow, she's a really pretty girl, you know. And not knowing anything about her, she was just really pretty. And I really was thinking like, oh, she's a pretty girl. I wonder how old she is, you know. Maybe I could, you know, hook her up with my son. But then I said, I don't really know you. I just know she was pretty. But anyway, so she comes in back into the office, and someone else is completely different is waiting on me. But once the young lady finished helping me out, and she was sitting there, and I turned to her and I said, boy, you are really pretty. And you all, you should have seen the look on her face. She was like, thank you so much. It was as if no one had told her that she was pretty. Like, she didn't know it, you know? And it just blessed my heart to be able to, you know, because after I said it to her, it made me feel good, because when you give somebody a compliment, it not only makes them feel good, but it makes you feel good. All around love, you know. And so she was like, just thank you so much, you know. She was so grateful for her, very humble. And we just, after that, you know, we smiled at each other, went on by our way, no big deal. And so then today I am at the gas station trying to pump some gas. So you all, you know, I have told y'all before about me and the iPhone. I'm not an iPhone kind of a girl, but my phone is paid off. And then what I did was, you all, I was closing the trunk of my car. My phone was in between there, and I went to slam it, and my phone was there, and I was like, ah, I got it. It didn't crack, but it's a bow in my phone. So it looks like a canoe, but it's a phone, right? And so it hasn't been the right, it hasn't worked the same since. So my son had an older iPhone. He was like, you know, you can use this phone. I was like, okay. So I got this iPhone, got it set up yesterday at the Apple store, then went by the AT&T, where everything's working. But I'm at the gas station and I can't get Apple Pay to work. All right. Now, let me tell you about it. I am like on the E, right? I'm there. When I left my home, it said you have 9 miles to go. That's what my car said, till you run out of gas. But I had to drive to the gas station, and I wasn't near where I near the gas station. I don't know. My GPS took me all out of the way. Some kind of crazy stuff. Anyway, so I went to the first gas station, and they didn't take Apple Pay. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, what am I going to do? So the lady was like, well, there is a gas station around the, you know, about a mile from here. They take Apple Pay. I'm like, okay. So I get in the car. I'm looking at the gas gauge. It says 4 miles. You got 4 miles and you are going to be on the side of the road, girl. So I was like, okay, it's only a mile down the street. We can make it. We can make it. I get there, you know, and now I'm outside. I done punched in all of my little codes because, you know, I got a reward system for everything. So punch in my little code and everything so I can earn a discount on the gas and all of that stuff. And I cannot get this Apple Pay on this iPhone to open up. I mean, I am doing everything I know to do, but it's just not working. And I'm like, when I had my Android, I would have been like, boom, done, and on my way. So I go inside of the gas station, you all. The nicest girl in the world. She meets me before I can get even in. She was like, hey, what's up? What can I do for you? I said, I'm trying to pay with Apple Pay, and I'm having trouble. She said, was the machine not taking it? I said, well, let me tell you. I've had this phone. This is only day two. So I promise you, it's user error. It's not the machine. It's me. And I'm going to go ahead and confess that it's me. Oh, y'all see the picture behind me? It just fell off the wall, y'all. One of my nails. Anyway, we're going to keep on going. Anyway, so she said, no problem. She was like, I'll help you through it, you know, and everything. She was just a dear. And I told her, I said, she said, well, you're really, you know, helping me because I was thinking about helping my parents get an iPhone. And she said, I've really been thinking about it because I think it's going to be better for them, da, 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 da. And I said to her, I said, well, how old are your parents? And she said, they're 56. I said, oh, that's how old I am. She's like, get out of here. I was like, yeah. She's like, man, you look good. Your skin tight. And I said, thank you. You know, and it just blessed my heart, y'all, because I had a scarf on my head and my hair was like, woo, because, you know, I was between one hairdo and this hairdo. So it was some stuff going on, right? And so, she just was so sweet, and that just blessed my soul. And she said, look, you got to work this iPhone thing out. She said, because you are too youthful, and she said, you look youthful and everything, so you can't be walking around with no Android phone. And I just told her, I just laughed. I said, well, let me tell you, when you show your parents or introduce them to the iPhone, be patient with them. I said, because when we've been using Androids for a while, anything you've been doing for a while, it takes a moment to get an understanding. I said, you know, and she's like, okay, because I'm thinking about me, right? Because my son, he has been just like Job, y'all. Job's friends. Impatient. He has not been the patience of Job when it comes to helping me with his iPhone. He is like, I said that 2 seconds ago, and he's just rushing through stuff, and I'm like, I'm through with him. I just go to the store. I'm like, let me talk to somebody who's getting paid to be here because they have no choice but to be patient with me. But I won't tell her, I want you to be patient with your parents. And you all, we smiled and we went on our way. But I said all of that to say this. What does it cost us to give someone a compliment? Absolutely nothing. But I tell you what, it really blesses that other person. It blesses both people. If you are a person, if you see another woman out and she looks good, she smells good, or she got something on, or maybe she's at work at the McDonald's and she actually gives you some hot fries with the right amount of salt on them, you know, compliment someone. Encourage them, say something nice. And it means you don't lose anything by giving someone a compliment. That doesn't mean you're less because you're saying that they're great. No, it means that we're equally great. And I just want you to recognize the greatness in you. And so we miss so much, you ladies, when we don't take the time to lift one another up and to encourage each other. I'm telling you, if you're having a rough day, encourage someone. Say something nice to someone else. And let me tell you what you miss when you don't do it. This is what's crucial. What you're missing when you don't take the time to lift someone else up. One, you're missing the opportunity to change that person's life. You don't know what that person's going through. They could be at their lowest moment and you come along and give them a compliment or you say something kind to them and they decide they want to live. Or they decide that they can make it. Or they decide that, okay, I can keep on going. Whatever it is, it just does something in them, you know? And then you're missing the opportunity to do something within yourself. If you, I don't know, I'm just telling you from personal experience, every time I compliment or say something nice to someone else, another woman, about how she looks or anything, it releases something in me. I don't know if it's endorphins. I don't know what it is. I just call it the love juice. I just call it the spirit of love because that's exactly what it is. It releases it in me and I feel better myself. Because I just made somebody else feel better. And then the thing that we miss the most is sowing those seeds of love that will reap a harvest on another day. You might not get it back that same day. See, because I've complimented that girl one day, and it was a whole nother day when someone gave that same thing back to me. And it's not, you know, we sow the seed. So we're always saying we want good things to happen to us. Well, we got to give some good, ladies. If we are planting good stuff, then we're going to get good stuff. But if you planting some stink and you planting that bad attitude, well, then guess what you're going to reap? You're going to reap that. So, you know, I say you reap what you sow. That's what the Bible says. P.B. Herman says, I'm rubbing your glue. What you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. Some people call it karma. You can call it what you want to call it. All I know is you better start sowing some good seeds so you can get some good stuff back. If you are reaping a life that smells like stink, if your roses are dead and you got a weed patch over in your life and every time you walk out, you're like, oh, that person was rude to me. This person is mean and this person did... Ask yourself, what am I giving out? Am I giving out love? Because that's what I want to receive. And sometimes you just got to treat people better than they treat you until they learn how to treat you better. Or you just keep on moving, let somebody else treat you good. Whatever it is, we got to begin to sow love. And so my message to us ladies today is give out what you would love to receive. You want to receive love? Let's give some out. You want to receive kindness, let's give some out. And, you know, I realize that all of my messages for this year pretty much have a theme in them. That similar theme about kindness. Because we live in a world, you guys, where people think that if you're kind, you're weak. And that is not true. The weak person is the one who cannot even push past themselves to be kind to somebody else. That's weak. That's weak. But we want to be kind. Now, with that being said, I'm going to say to you all, I would be remiss. I would be just not myself if I left this podcast today and did not wish you a happy Easter, a happy Resurrection Sunday. We're not there. We're too few days away, but I want to say that to you. Now, some of y'all celebrated St. Patrick's Day like hard, you know, y'all went for a whole week. Y'all was partying up, drinking, and y'all don't even know who St. Patrick's is, you know, and people celebrate Halloween. They celebrated hard, you know, they're all out and they go, well, let me tell you what, Resurrection Sunday, Easter, that's my heart. That's where I go hard because everything that I am and everything that I hope to be is because of what Jesus Christ paid on that Calvary's cross. It's because he was raised from the dead so that I could have life and have it more abundantly because he took on all my sins and all my mess and he gave me a free walk that says, all right, you're cleansed, you're made whole. Now, if you say, okay, Vita, I don't know nothing about that. And I'm not, yeah, he was a nice guy. No. Mm-mm. Nope. There are some nice guys, but Jesus wasn't a nice guy. Jesus was the guy. He was niceness, kindness, compassion, and all of that personified. He is not, it's not an adjective. It is him. Okay. And if you say, oh, well, you know, he was a prophet. No, he prophesied. He knows what a prophet is, but he's not. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And everything that I am and all that I hope to be is because of everything that happened on that wonderful day when he rose from the grave to save my soul. Now, if you're saying, I don't have any idea what you're talking about, you may not. Because there are some people who just don't know. You say, oh, I thought Easter was Easter eggs and some bunnies and eggs and all that. No, that's, you know, people do the bunnies. I ain't mad at you. You do the eggs, I ain't mad at you. But that is not the Resurrection Sunday that I celebrate. So if you want to know more, find your Christian somewhere around you and ask them, so what's the deal? Because maybe you're missing out on something you need to know. Text me, email me, DM me, whatever, you know, I'll tell you whatever it is you need to know because you are missing out on a really great gift. Now, I'm going to get off of here because this is really driving me crazy that this picture has decided in the middle of the podcast to just fall. I promise you, you have to endeavor to enjoy life, ladies. You got to make it your business to laugh at things, not to take yourself too seriously, because if you do, you will lose your mind. All right? So, I love you all. I want you to go out, have a super weekend, super great weekend. You know, it's Easter weekend. Enjoy yourself. And live full. Live full so that you can die empty. Be kind to somebody. Be kind to somebody this weekend. Find someone to say something nice to so that you can feel that same good vibe coming right on back at you. All right? I love you all. You all take care. Be good. And we'll see you next time. Bye.